hot topic today for you guys. It is gender roles. Okay. So I asked for some suggestions on what people want to talk about, and gender roles came up. What is it in a relationship that a man should do? What is it in a relationship that a female should do, a woman should do? Here's the thing, guys. I don't agree that there is anything quote unquote gender specific. I feel as though there will always be someone in a relationship that is stronger at something. There will always be someone in a relationship that lacks something. So the key component to being in a relationship is being able to function as a team. So if you're in a relationship with someone and they're not good at managing the finances, whether that be the woman or the man, and the other one is, manage the finances. If you're in a relationship with someone who likes to cook more than the other, and that just so happens to be the man, i.e. there are chefs in this world that are men and the woman is good at cooking, but hey, the chef enjoys the cooking. That's what he wants to do. Why is that seen as something that's a problem? Let him cook. I feel as though what the real issue boils down to is that we have societal expectations and we try to live up to that than to being true to who we really naturally are. At the end of the day, for example, I hate and despise shopping. I do. All forms of shopping, food shopping, clothes shopping. It don't matter what it's for. I can't stand it. On the other hand, the husband, he don't have a problem with it. So guess who shops? He does. But guess who's home with these kids? I am. I don't have a problem with that. I think y'all need to take the focus off of what you think it should be and how it should be done and just do what works for you, period. That is the general answer of it all. Do what works for you in your household, because the people that are saying the man should do this, the man should do that, those are the ones who most likely don't have one. That is the God honest truth. I don't care how you put it. They're probably the ones that don't have a man or not in a relationship, choose not to be for whatever reason. I'm not knocking them. I'm not saying that they can't get one. I'm just, because anybody can get anybody these days. That leads me a little segue into just a sidebar conversation about the fact that people think that it's so difficult to get someone out here. No. It's not difficult. It's very easy, actually. Expectations aren't that high on either side anymore. It's just clear as that. It doesn't matter what you look like, what you drive, anything like that. You can get just about anybody. I can go out here, talk to whoever I want to. This guy can go out here, talk to whoever he wants to. Anybody could do that. It's just about the fact that, what is it really going to have? Is it going to have substance? Probably not. Is it going to lack things? Absolutely. Because it doesn't mean that it's a companionship. It doesn't mean that it's a partnership. It doesn't mean that it's a relationship. You can have relations with anybody. So, with that being said, I feel very strongly that you must do what works for you. You must do what works for your spouse, whether that be a same-sex relationship, a heterosexual relationship, it doesn't matter. I feel like you need to do what works for your household, your children, your marriage, your union, your relationship, your friendship, whatever. Same thing with friends. Oh, I wouldn't be friends with someone who does this or does that. So why is that something you need to talk about? Why do you feel the need to always say what you would or wouldn't do? Those are the people that you need to be wary of. Like, I don't hang around a bunch of people. Circle's very small. It's probably a diameter or so. And here's why. People talk too much. So I'm gonna just combine the two topics or whatever. People talk too much. It's not something that I'm ever been really a fan of. Like, if I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do it. If you're gonna do something, you're gonna do it. If we're gonna do something together, that's the conversation between us. The problem becomes and presents itself when you feel as though everyone in the world needs to know what it is you're doing, or everyone but the person that you have this plan with, this issue with, or this business partnership with, or anything, knows before the person themselves. So if you have a, just to say, confrontation, if you have something going on with a person, 9 times out of 10, the issue began when you decided to discuss it with a third party. go talk directly to that person and it wouldn't be such a big deal. I promise you, y'all probably could have worked it out. But it's the entertainment component. It's the fact that people live for entertainment. People live for the drama and shit. And that's the thing that I just can't deal with. I can't get with that because the way my attitude's set up, it's not going to work for me. I think the world lacks the capacity of those that are real. I think the world lacks the capacity of those that are just blatantly honest. And when they lack the capacity to accept it, is what I'm saying. So when you do run across that person, now that person is the one that's negative. That person is the one that has an attitude problem. That person is the one that's hostile. That person is all of the above because we're so used to this watered down society and environment. You get in trouble for making a joke these days. You can't do anything that's right in the eyes of someone else. You have to try and please everyone. That's why I don't understand how people that have all this fame do it, really. Everybody's in your business. Y'all will bash the shit out of somebody for cheating on their wife or their husband, knowing damn well you're doing the same thing, knowing damn well that shit happened to you in your relationship. And because you're not out here in the public's eye, it's not big of a deal as it would be if you were in the public eye. So that's something to think about right there. Anyway, I'm off here for right now. This is just a little bit of conversation on a few different topics, I'll say. And Keeping It Real with Lakia is going to be back. I'm going to record another one about something else, but I'm trying to keep them fairly small so you have a couple different episodes, nothing too drawn out. You can click on what you like, and we will go from there. Keeping It Real with Lakia is here and coming back real soon. Hey, you guys, it's been a minute. I hope everybody's been doing well. So, hot topics that's been going around, and one that I definitely want to touch on is the topic of women and their standards, and the entitlement, their feelings of what they think they deserve, and also the fact that what they think they deserve is typically not reciprocated or even doesn't even truthfully have much to offer in terms of being someone's wife of that statute, so, or a wife in general. So I'm just going to start out by saying this. I have people in my life that are married. I have people in my life that are not married, like we all do. However, it's a difference. People, if you're here to say, oh, it's just a piece of paper, then you're part of the problem. The commitment, the values, the standards to which you hold yourself, the accountability to which you hold yourself. And I'm talking about women, okay? This is not about to be a bashing session for men at all. This is about to be an accountability session for women because we rarely have that. And I'm living proof of that. Unfortunately, I've always been around people that are miserable, single, because if you're not married, you're single. And they didn't have the proper foundation to teach me. So I got taught from people with hurt feelings, and I got taught from people with anger and undealt with traumas of their own. So what is there to do but to coddle and console behaviors that were not appropriate? And here I am, and I get married, and I have the slightest clue of what's really the difference between being married and being in a relationship because, you know, I'm a girlfriend. I'm in this relationship with this man for a couple years, and I'm cooking, I'm keeping the house clean, you know, and all of that type of stuff. So I'm thinking I got it made. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm strong. I make my own income, so I don't have to depend on him or rely on him for anything, right? Sounds like the American dream and everything you hear these days. But in reality, I had no type of desire to be a wife. And when I say that, it's because when you become someone's wife, your values and everything should shift and change. If you haven't grown up in that setting
where people were married and instilled it in you, then you need to research it. And if you truly want that, then you need to try and take a self-reflective look of who you are to become that, because you're not going to wake up some wife material. It's a reason why there's plenty of men hollering at you and trying to get with you and stuff. And, you know, they can take you out on these cheap little dates, get the 2 for $22 at Applebee's, and you think you special now because, you know, he took you somewhere in public and now you're giving him the draws. So, I mean, how many people get that offer and then you think you the one? Nah, babe, like they do it all the time. You know, it happens all the time. It's not nothing special. It doesn't make you special. Now, how many people are actually getting down and asking you to marry them and spend their life with you, being there through sickness and darkness and all types of things that you're going to encounter? Not very many. So the reason for that being is it's easy to look at what meets the eye and be attracted to someone and everything else, but your standards aren't there. You're not requiring anything. I mean, just look on the internet. You know, you can see a female shaking her ass. You can see a female half naked and everything else. So you kind of already know what you went for, what you gonna get anyway. And if I'm a man, I'm looking and I see somebody who rarely is, you know, expressing her emotions on social media, and she always, you know, dressed conservatively or respectfully and never overdoing the makeup and just keeping it professional, it's gonna make me think like, yo, I can't come to her with no bull. Like, I gotta get myself together if I want her. It's going to intrigue me. It's going to make me want to get to know this person, and I'm going to tiptoe on how I decide to come and approach her versus somebody who look easy. And y'all think y'all don't look easy because y'all hollering and screaming and yelling about it. But let me tell you something. I've never been the type to flaunt, talk loud, or anything like that. I didn't feel the need to. And it's not because I thought I was better. And that's how a lot of insecure people interpreted it. Oh, you think you're better than us. No, actually, you think I'm better than you. It was because I was confident in myself and I knew what I had to offer didn't need to be displayed. Only a specific person would get that attention from me. Why am I writing a paragraph on the internet of how it's going to take this, it's going to take that for you to get me and everything else, just so somebody can come up and play that game and be like, I'm going to do this and that for you. And I'm thinking, oh, he the one, when I really just wrote all of that and poured my heart out on the internet. It's stupid. Let's go back to the days where there was no internet and everything else, and people really took time to get to know one another and everything else based off more than just looks. So because that's not the case anymore, here we are. Now, we all know Kevin Samuels. We all know he talks about high value men. We all know he talks about what it takes to get a high value man, keep a high value man. He rates women, you know, honestly, everybody says he's a jerk and all this other stuff, but you subject yourself to it. You know, you call in, you ask for this. If you really, truly weren't attention seeking and insecure, you're not asking him to rate you or anything like that. Me personally, I called in the Kevin Zoom before as a married woman and giving my opinion on something. And what he said to me was, you're doing good, stay married. But that was it. It was nothing more, nothing less. I was not attention seeking. I wasn't there to argue with this man on his platform. And I wasn't trying to prove him wrong because it didn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's his platform. Just like I'll compare it to people that always have something negative to say about another person's social media. You chose to be here on my social media page. You chose to listen to my podcast. So honestly, do you really think how you feel is going to make anything different?